Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season. All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from Sports Grill in Miami Lakes. And Ed Marti, thank you, sir, for chiming in on Venmo. Remember, you can always support the show through Cash App and Venmo. Cash Big O Show. Ed Marti, thank you, sir. Very kind of you taking care of us there, as always, and helping us grow. Appreciate it. Cash App or Venmo. Remember, I told you, we got a text line now. 855-912-1056. That's 855-912-1056. Let me see what we got on the text line here to chime in. Let's see what we got here. I think some of these broadcasters have no idea what being a fan means to a team. The players look to us for support to give them confidence and belief that they are ready for glory, instead of our own writers act like it's time to another rebuild as they second guess coaches and a draft pick, instead of inspiring them to cast doubt. You, my friend, definitely have been one of the stands with them, and I love that. Now, listen, I've done my share of pissing off Dolphin fans in the past, whether it's during the Joe Philbin era or Cam Cameron or some of the clownish things that went on during the back end of the Wanstead era or Sperano or whatever. So I call it like I see it. Now, I'm one of the few, I guess, in the media that thinks that this team is headed in the right direction. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. That's what I see. Now, I'll tell you this. It's not the media's job to root on the players or to make them feel better. That's not their job. Their job is to report what they see, whether it's right or wrong. Whether if they think the team is struggling and somebody else thinks they're really good, or if somebody thinks they're, you know, oh, they need a new wide receiver and somebody else says, no, they're fine at wide receiver. Everybody sees things differently. It's sports. That's just the way it is in sports. So we can't expect them to want to, you know, respond in that sense like fans. That's really not their job. Let's see. What else do we have here? Big O, Fins 23, Bills 21, Fins for life. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. A nice little prediction there. What else do we have here? Big O and team, I live in Texas and I've been a Dolphins fan or fanatic since 1971. Found your show through another Dolphins page recently. And let me tell you, you are great, man. I like you. Got a great feeling about our front office and coaching staff. Feel like they're building something for the long haul. And man, it feels great. The next decade will bring us into a time of a championship consideration regularly, no doubt. Keep speaking the truth, my brother, and let's take care of business today. Got to get back to your show. Fins up. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you out in Texas. You didn't put a name. I love when you guys put where you're from, and definitely put a name, man, so I can, you know, kind of give you a little shout out there. RVA, Richmond, Virginia. Says, amen to you, Big O, in reference to Fuller. Athletes are human also. Good job. Appreciate you, Ernest. Thank you out there. Let's see. What else do we have? So Richmond VA chiming in. What else do we have here? Let me refresh the text line just in case there's new texts coming in, because, you know, sometimes that happens. And we do have a new text in. Big O, I love your show so much. I stopped watching ESPN and all those Dolphin fans talking crap about Will Fuller need to get laid. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. They definitely need to get laid. Get laid, man. Come on. I'm telling you. All right, so Tua today, this is how you get an opportunity to endear yourself to your fans, is by coming out with one hell of a performance. He had the ugly turnover towards the end of the game last week. And if he doesn't, like, I gave him a C-plus for his performance last week, because he had some really good throws throughout the game. But he made a couple of mistakes, right? And he threw that ball towards the middle of the field that almost got intercepted. And then, obviously, the one where he's trying to throw it out of bounds, and he just was off balance and everything, and he just couldn't put enough on it to get it past the line of scrimmage and out of bounds so he doesn't get called for a penalty. You know what I'm saying? Today, Tua's got to play a mistake-free game, because this is the kind of game that those mistakes, this team can make you pay. You're not facing a rookie quarterback. You're facing a young man in Josh Allen that had MVP-like numbers last year and was deserving of being in the MVP consideration. You're facing a Bills team that is considered the one that could challenge Kansas City for the AFC title and the rights to go to the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot on the line right now, and that's where a game like today, that's where Tua can really come through and send kind of a message to a lot of the doubters out there too that don't believe that the kid is the answer at that position, because there is some of you out there that still don't believe. So it's a beautiful thing. This is a great opportunity for Tua to have and to be able to go out there and possibly shock the world, I guess, right? Because how many people would pick the Dolphins to be 2-0 after the first 2 weeks of the season? You know what I mean? So you go out and listen, I think Waddle's going to be a major part of today's game, because there's a comfort zone also with Tua. There is a reliability also for Tua, because he knows him well. They've played together. He knows his game well, and he has, you know, you can tell that he's already in a groove with him. But the other thing is, I think Gesicki's a guy also that's got to be able to play a big part in today's game. They got to go after that secondary. Look, everybody knows that Tre'Davious is one hell of a cornerback, right? But they're going to be able to attack the nickel part of this defense. And that's why Tua's got to be successful with Gesicki, with Adam Shaheen, and with Jalen Waddle working the slot position. On the outsides, that's going to be a little bit more of a challenge. I don't know who Tre'Davious is going to mark. Is he going to stay with, you know, with Devontae Parker, or does he go on the opposite side where the speed is at? That's the part that we don't know, but they do have a really good secondary overall. Tre'Davious is a hell of a corner. They've got Teron Johnson. And then of course you've got to take advantage of Levi Wallace and Micah Hyde too. Micah Hyde's another guy that you need to test too every once in a while. And I think Tua is going to have to take some chances and take a couple of deep shots to kind of keep them a little bit honest. Now, he's going to have to do it at the right times, but he's going to – I would love to see Albert Wilson do something. As you all know, I didn't have Albert Wilson as my top six guys at the wide receiver spot. I had him at 7 and cut or traded. Now, he's been fortunate that Will Fuller's missed 2 weeks now. Preston Williams also missed. Now Fuller's out again, so Preston is filling in for his spot. But eventually, when Fuller comes back, do they keep that many receivers? Do they need that many receivers? And if you're Albert Wilson, you got to start showing something. And today would be a beautiful day to show something, because with Waddle and Fuller out, with Waddle and Wilson out there, you've got some speed. Jakeem Grant, I don't expect him to become a big part of the offense right now, because you've got plenty of receivers. The last 2 years, they were forced to use Jakeem more often, and that wasn't to their benefit, and it was more to his detriment because his body would wear down some. So, big game for Tua today. Big game, big moments. Got to play smart. Can't turn it over. Let's hope that Tua can get it done, man. It would be really, really nice to see him actually turn the corner and have the kind of game that can help some people kind of settle down with the young man. This is only his 11th game of his career, but this is as big as it gets for him. And he's home. You know, when you're in Buffalo, you're not expected to have the same kind of advantages. Today, you're expected to have some advantages because you're home. You're going to have the home crowd. You're going to have the heat on your side. And I love that it's a 1 o'clock game. Not so much that Sean and I get to leave a little earlier than we did last week. Yeah, you know, that's a positive, obviously. It's a positive to leave 3 hours, 3.5 hours, right? Because it was a 4:30 game, right? 4:25. So it was, it started, 3.5 hours after this one, because this is a 1 o'clock start. So it's a beautiful thing, man. And remember, folks, we're going to be out here all for half a season for the first 8 games. We've got 6 more out here in Miami Lakes. And then the last 9 games, we're going to be at Bird and 114th doing our pre- and post-game shows. And remember to come back for the post-game show. We will have Flo's press conference. We'll have Tua's press conference. I think we're going to have X's press conference because he's going to have an interception in this game. I think we're going to have a Jalen Phillips press conference because he's going to pick up his first sack. There we go. All right. So let's go with a couple of firsts. Tua's first win against the Bills will be today. Jalen Phillips' first sack will be today. So there you go. A couple of firsts overall for the Miami Dolphins. That's what's going to happen today besides a victory for Miami. Big O, I expect to see a very motivated Austin Jackson out there. Andrew, he's going to be motivated either way. It's, you know, the silly thing that people were talking about last week. Oh, Buffalo's going to be pissed. Why? Because they lost? So if they won, they were going to let their guard down and come down here and hang out in South Beach, go party like animals, and then, you know, crawl into the stadium all worn out like, we don't need this game. We won last week. Last time I checked, Buffalo's 5-1 against Miami. Last time I checked, Josh Allen has dominated them. What do you mean pissed? Miami's going to be just as motivated, not pissed, as the Bills. People don't respect Miami. People aren't respecting Tua. People aren't believing in the offense. Some people aren't believing in this franchise. Some people think they got lucky last week or something like that. I mean, whatever it is. There's plenty of motivation alone for the Miami Dolphins. So for anybody to think that, oh, my God, Buffalo's going to be so motivated for this one, they're going to be so pissed because they lost, that's silly, man. They're all pros. All of them are pros. They all get paid to do a job. It doesn't matter what it is. When you're a pro, you do your job, period. That's what pros are. Doesn't matter if you're a teacher. Doesn't matter if you're a policeman. Doesn't matter if you're working here at Sports Grill. They're professionals. They're going to serve you to their best ability. They're going to make great food back there, right? Sean's a pro no matter what. There are days where he might not feel well. Still a pro. He's going to come here and kick some ass. That's what he does, right?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say I was a pro eater and I was going to eat some that too. Food that they're going to make.
That too. He's also a pro eater. There's no doubt about that. I mean, we're pros. That's what you're supposed to do. You do it in your job. Every single day that you go there. Sometimes you go and then you're not in a good mood. But overall, you got to go out and perform. So Miami, Austin Jackson will be motivated because you don't believe in him. Austin Jackson will be motivated because he hasn't arrived yet. He hasn't turned the corner one bit for the Miami Dolphins. He's been all right, but he hasn't been good or great. And at one point or another, I would imagine that that's his goal. He wants to be a great offensive tackle, right? So in order for him to these are the kind of moments. And let me tell you, it's not just an Austin Jackson thing. It's all 5 guys have to be absolutely outstanding today. They've got to give Tua time. They've got to find a way to run the ball and keep these guys honest. And as I told Joe Shatter, and I'll tell you now, just in case you didn't hear the interview with Joe Shatter, of course, you can rewind all the way to the beginning, about 6 minutes in, and we start talking with Joe Shad. I really feel like the running backs will be a factor in this game. And what I mean by that is, I think, they're going to try to run the ball, but I think Gaskins and Ahmed will be used as wide receivers coming out of the backfield here. They're such good wide receivers. I think you can test our linebackers in coverage quite a bit. And Ahmed has got some really good speed. So I think he can really test those guys. And I think that's to Tua's advantage when you get those guys in there. Let's see. What else do we have here on the text line? Rosendo says, with 12 holding calls, the Bills' O-line looked terrible. Time to exploit the Bills. Well, we'll see. I mean, Miami has to come up with the kind of pass rush that Pittsburgh had. That's tough, my brother. That's tough. They don't have their kind of pass rushers. But again, it would be nice for Christian Wilkins. It would be nice for Jerome Baker to get to the quarterback once or twice today. It would be nice for Jalen Phillips to do something. This is the game that Emmanuel Ogbah must have. This is the one right here. And listen, if he's just simply motivated for his contract, he's got to get it done. Siler has got to be lights out in this game. They're going to get Devin Singletary involved a little bit more in this game than they did last week. They got him involved more in the passing game, and they got him more involved in the running game at the beginning of the at the second half of the game. Now, look, let me walk you through this. When you look at what happened with the Bills last week and you look at their stats, let me read this to you here with the Bills. Where are you, Buffalo Bills? I know I wrote it down here. I have the damn stats. Damn it. Where are you? Wow. They kind of kept them very pedestrian in their attack. They didn't really put up great numbers. And Miami has got to find a way to do the same thing in making them pedestrian, because if they don't, it's going to be a really long day overall for the Miami Dolphins. I know I wrote the damn stats somewhere, and I don't know why I can't find them now. But you look at Singletary stats, and while they weren't the kind of stats that looked like you really stacked up a lot of yards, they were still pretty efficient overall. And if you gave him a bigger amount of carries, he would end up actually having a pretty good day. Allen, by the way, threw 51 times, completed 30 for 270 yards and only one touchdown. That's enormous. If you can do stuff like that, then you're going to put yourself in a pretty nice position to win this game. But somehow or another, to make them pedestrian is not going to be an easy thing for the Miami Dolphins. But that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to figure out a way to make their stats pedestrian in order to have success out there. And we'll see, man. I was pretty sure I wrote them down, but I don't know why I can't find them now. Way to go. Nice job by me. Damn. Thought for sure I had them, but unfortunately I don't. Oh, well. What can I tell you? I thought I had it here. That sucks. All right. But anyway, it was none of their receivers. The receivers were at 60, 70 yards. They had 8-9 catches, whether it was Beasley, whether it was Stephon Diggs. None of them had 100-plus yard games, multiple touchdowns. None of that happened last week for the Bills. I'm not sure if Miami can do that, but they've got to try to kind of, well, I mean, that's why the score was what it was. They didn't go out there and light it up. And that's going to be very important, that you make them somewhat pedestrian in their offense. And listen, this year, let's hope that Jones can stay healthy, because he got injured. Noah came in that one game, and Diggs took advantage of it, and Allen took advantage of it. Now you got both corners are healthy, and they're playing today. Hopefully they can stay in the game. You've got to make sure that Stephon Diggs does not have any success whatsoever today. Talk about trying to keep a dude pedestrian. That's the guy you got to try to keep pedestrian in a big-time way. Let's hope they can do that. We have disguised our defense better. Well, we'll see if they're able to disguise that. Let's see. I see you guys are connecting with each other. Mob Rule says Buffalo so scared they sent trolls for hire. Turn up the heat, turn up the noise, hit them in the mouth. I don't know about if they're scared. I think they're really cocky as it is. I think the fans are going to be really cocky. Players, obviously, they're going to be focused like every game that's out there normally. There you go. Rocco thinks, yeah, you're right. Miami's horrible. They will lose today. There you go. See, you got plenty of folks that aren't going to believe in Miami. JLT says, I think this D-line we go against today isn't better than the D-line from New England. Let me see. I would say actually, I mean, Jerry Hughes, Star Latulele, although Star Latulele is a little banged up, Ed Oliver's pretty good overall. Mario Addison's pretty good. Gregory Rousseau, they added also. AJ Epinesa. I don't know. I got to tell you, I think it's actually a pretty deep front. It's a physical front. It's a big ass front, too. Well, Latulele and Oliver in the middle, that those are some hogs, dude. And then their linebackers, obviously, Tremaine Edmonds is pretty damn good overall. I don't know. They got a pretty good front seven, my brother. I think it's kind of a maybe you might be right, a slight edge to the Patriots, but I give Buffalo the total edge because of their secondary. And that's one of the things I talked about earlier. You might be right. If we get into the discussion man for man, maybe Patriots do have a little bit of an edge. Buffalo's still damn good, but what makes their front even better is their secondary is better than the Patriots in my eyes. That's my opinion. Maybe some of you won't agree with that, but maybe you won't. You guys can't talk about week one loss to the Steelers. Steelers best defense in the league, and week one is crazy different than the rest of the season all the time. Actually, we can talk about everything that we want, and I was very honest about it. I don't think Miami has Pittsburgh's pass rushers, so I don't think that Miami can play the kind of style that Pittsburgh did the entire game. Miami will have to mix it up, and they're going to have to rush and blitz Jerome Baker. They're going to have to blitz a corner. They're going to have to blitz a safety. They're going to have to get after him one way or another. By the way, we're out here at Sports Grill in Miami Lakes. Still got plenty of tables, so come on out here, man. We got 45 minutes till kickoff, so come on by, hang out with us, watch the game. I do watch Sean and I sit here, and we watch the game and enjoy all the action. So please come on out here and join us, man. Would love to see you out here with us and cheering on the Miami Dolphins. And then we'll be here again for the post-game show, and we'll carry the Flo press conference. We will carry, of course, the Tua press conference and some of the other players also. Don't forget that, of course, we are on daily, Monday through Friday, starting off at 10 a.m. from 10 to 1 on average, right here on our YouTube channel. And then everything is podcasted after. And all you have to do is search Big O Radio Show on all platforms. So if you're looking for the podcast, Big O Radio Show all over the place. If you're looking for the YouTube channel, Big O Radio Show is another way that you can find the YouTube channel. And again, we'll be here for the first 8 games of the season. And then the next 9, we're going to be out at Bird Road and 114th. We'll be out there for the second half of the season. And once the Dolphins make the playoffs, if the location in Doral is open, we will be in the Doral City Center, because there's a new Sports Grill going to open there in the Doral City Center. And if that is open, we will do it from over there. We might do it from over there if it's open by the end of December, early January, with some of the regular season games. You never know. Ronald DeVoe says, Big O, love your show. You always keep it real. Dolphin fan base are so negative. It's ridiculous. Let's just be happy. We're 1-0 and got to win this game representing Fort Lauderdale. There you go, sir. Thank you. Fitzpatrick was way better than Tua. I say Finns don't put up more than 20 points. There we go. Vlad says, last year you had Fitzy. That's why it was a three-point game. Remember what happened with Tua, 56-26. There you go. Dwayne Dugan, Bills in year five of their rebuild. Dolphins starting year three. It will be nice to see where we're at. And, yes, yes, it will be really nice to see where we're at. The only thing is they didn't do a complete rebuild like Miami did. They inherited some players and then moved on and built on top of those guys. They didn't really clean house like Miami did. You know what I love about all these other predictions, which they may be right. Maybe Tua plays terrible. Maybe the Dolphins play terrible. Maybe they get routed, whatever. What I love about all these guys that are predicting that, every one of them is going to disappear in the postgame show. All these guys that said, you know, if they lose, they'll be back laughing and LOL and joking. And then, but if they win, every one of these guys will cowardly disappear. That's what I love, because that's how it goes in this business. I've been around the fans for 31 years doing this radio stuff. And I know how it goes. Plenty of you make the bold predictions, and then when they don't come out, you disappear, and nobody's going to go searching for you. That's the beauty. Nobody cares, so nobody's going to go searching for you. The only time we'll hear you again is if they actually lose, and then you can come out of your shell and say, hey, there you go. But none of them will come back on the chat board in the postgame show and say, hey, my bad. I said the Dolphins would lose. I say Tua would play bad, and Tua went out and threw three touchdowns and won the game. None of them will show up. Trust me. Plus, I'm looking at it. It's mostly names that are never on the chat board. You know what I mean? But that's the way it goes. Alex says it was a three-point game because Fitzy actually had his weapons. Tua was throwing to nobody in week 17. I'm not going to worry about that. Last year was last year. This is a new season. They're 1-0. Tua should be ready for this game. He's got a shot to win it. Go out there and get it done, dude. That's all you got to do. This is Armando from West Kendall. This regime has shown that they get better as the season progresses. We will win today in our home opener, and Tua will ball out. I have Waddle as my flex today. Waddle needs to start on every team that you have. If you have Waddle on your fan, unless you're loaded at wide receiver and you've got better wide receivers, fine. But if Waddle's in your top three, four guys, you got to use him, because I think he's easily going to get over 1,000 yards. He's going to get a bunch of touchdowns. Tua likes him too much, man. Plus, he's almost impossible to cover. That's the other thing. He's really almost impossible to cover. Been here since I was a kid. Can't get much worse than 1-15. Win or lose, I'm all in. That's what DX Ray says. Ray says, howdy, Orlando. Sanders for the win on a 50-yard field goal as time expires. I'll take it. Rocco says, I love your show. Well, thank you, Rocco. We love you for loving our show. Appreciate you. Al Morinaca says, super excited. Fins up. Ian from Brooklyn says, Bills are going to get busted up today. Facts. Is Flo going to unleash Jalen Phillips today to see what the kid has? If you watched Jalen last week, he got better as the game went on. He didn't get a sack. I totally understand that. And look, he's learning a new position at linebacker. But there is something to your point. Maybe you have him less in coverage today. Maybe you have more defensive backs out there today. And maybe you do say, hey, kid, get after this guy. We need you to get to Josh Allen. And, you know, Jalen is a big kid, long, lanky. So at least he can, you know, battle with Josh and take him down. It's really hard to take that, you know, that dude's a big redwood tree, you know what I'm saying? So it's a challenge to take that big kid down overall. But I'm telling you, man, what I like about this kid is he is athletic as hell. He's got the speed to turn the corner. The problem with Jalen Phillips is technique and strength. I don't know if he has enough technique and strength right now in his first year to do the things he needs to do. This is what happens to most of these defensive ends when they get into this situation. Plus, they're now playing him at linebacker, which they're also having him learn other things too. So he's got to think a little more than just naturally lining up on the edge and get after the quarterback. Maybe they do a little more of that today where they tell him, hey, on most downs, we're going to have you think less. We're going to have you go out and get after the quarterback. We don't want you dropping back too much. We don't want you in those situations. You know what I mean? So maybe that's the case overall, but that would be nice. Phillips is a guy that if you watched him last week, watch the games, watch the second half. The kid looked like he was getting better and getting closer to the quarterback. I thought that was really, really cool watching him at times. He just did not get over the hump, and that's going to take a little while. It just is. Robert Triana gives us a little love on the Super Chat. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Robert. Says, hello, Big O. Only good vibes on game day. I would block Mr. Smelly for 48 hours so he can't participate on Overreaction Monday. Hit him where it hurts. Let's go. No, I mean, I don't care if Bromar is negative. You know how it is. It's the people that are abusive and disrespectful. That's not Bromar. Bromar's just negative, dude. That's all. What are you going to do? He's a negative dude. That's how he lives his life. Anybody that's worried about Noah Igbinoghami right now, when you don't really need him, you know, you got problems. And if you're overreacting about Will Fuller, you got problems. You know, they're 1-0, man. Focus on the game. You got enough to win right now. I'm not going to leave this game at the end going, oh, man, they didn't have enough people to win. And even if one of the corners would get injured, it's not like Noah's ready right now. So you're better off with who they have. And they're deep enough. So figure it out. I'm not worried about that. There's way too much good stuff right now to worry about to then be negative. All right, we'll get to your texts. If you want to get in on the text line, 855-912-1056. If you want to send me anything on Twitter at Big O Show, you can do it. We'll read some of your comments from the YouTube chat board, the text line, Twitter. When we come back, we're coming to you live from Sports Grill in Miami Lakes, baby. Come on out and join us. Follow us on Twitter at Big O Show. Email BigORadioShow@Yahoo.com. Text line 855-912-1056. Save it on the cell phone. So that way you already have the text line saved on your cell phone. So anytime you need it, you can just go, oh, Big O text line. 855-912-1056. Let's take a break live from Sports Grill in Miami Lakes as we get ready for Dolphins and Bills right here. All right, we are back from the beautiful Sports Grill here in Miami Lakes, baby. Come on out and join us. We'll be here for the first 8 games. So we have 6 more games that will be out here at Miami Lakes. Remember, the text line, 855-912-1056. That's 855-912-1056 is the text line. Let's get to it. Let me get to the text line right away. Yo, Big O. Please tell Omar to stop referring to wide receiver as weaponry. It's nerdy. Pete from Jersey. We'll do that, my brother. We'll do it, Pete. And thank you for checking in from Jersey, man. I appreciate you big time. I appreciate all of you so much. Sean and I really are really grateful for all the support that you guys are giving us out there. Let's see. It's late to re-sign Mike Gesicki. John Santos from Stewart. No, John, it is not. And I love Stewart. John, it's not. They will eventually get that deal done. I'm not really that concerned about that. Eventually, it'll get all done. Remember, they can tag him if they feel like it. So they're going to control this whole situation, dude. Don't worry about it. Big O, new to your podcast. Like your mentality, bro. No BS. Been a fan from Alaska since 77, now in New York. Go Fins. Just give us a good game today. I think so, man. I think you're going to get a good game from the boys today. I truly feel that, man. I think the guys are going to come out there and they're going to be pumped up. They're going to remember the ass kicking to close out the season, and they weren't they weren't very healthy at that point. They were depleted. And, you know, that obviously was a game that they could have made it into the playoffs or an opportunity with a win there. I think they're going to be incredibly motivated this week to get a little revenge and go out there. But it's going to be a tough job, man, because the Bills are a hell of a team. Big O, whoever wins the turnover and converts consistently on third down will win this game. I like that. I think that makes a lot of sense. If you lose the turnover battle, more often than not, you're going to lose. And if you're great on third downs, that goes a long way for a win. So I am with you, my brother. Thank you. I 100% agree with you that the team is definitely headed in the right direction. Greer and Flo have totally transformed this team. This is the best team we've had since Jimmy Johnson was picking. All that said, it comes down to how well Tua plays, and that's Scott. Scotty, thank you, sir, for chiming in on the text line. Very kind of you, and there's no doubt, my brother, this is not a game where Tua's going to get bailed out by other people. It's a good point on your part. He has to be a difference maker today in this game. Whether it's third down, like the last guy said, whether it's making the big play in a big moment, or staying away from the bad play. And that's something that Tua has to stay away from, is the bad play. Greetings from Seattle. Looking forward for a good game by Tua and our alumni, Miles Gaskin. Oh, that's right. He's a Washington kid. That's right. Flores will figure it out. I'm with you there, man. I am with you there. And I love Miles Gaskin's heart, his determination. I love his balance. Have you noticed the balance that kid has? Whether it's between the tackles, whether he's turning the corner on somebody else, he doesn't really go down always on that first hit. And when they go low and those kind of things, he's so good at staying on his feet. I am so impressed with his balance. I am so impressed with his change of direction too at times. And obviously, as a pass catcher, he's a pretty good, pass protector. As a blocker, not a great one. I'm not going to go out there and tell you he's Walter Payton. That'll put you on your ass. But my point is, he's still a pretty good blocker overall. Miles Gaskin has just turned into an amazing steal in the seventh round for the Miami Dolphins. An incredibly productive young man, considering where you got him at. And again, here's another guy that's going to be doubted. Here's another guy that people aren't going to believe in. Most people around the league don't know anything about Miles Gaskin. And so when they see him on the game plan that week and the opposing team and fans, maybe some of the guys on the teams have respect for the kid because they watched the film. But probably most media members and fans are probably going, who the hell is this Miles Gaskin guy? Right? So Miles is a guy that plays also with a chip on his shoulders. And I have already told you this a couple times in this pregame show. I really like Gaskin and Ahmed as receivers out of the backfield in this game. I really do. I think it's really possible that you were going to see them very active. Juan Burgos, thank you, sir, giving us a little love on the super chat. Thank you, my friend. And remember, Cash App or Venmo is the best way to make your donation, because we get 100% of the donation at Cash Big O Show is the address. Cash Big O Show is the address. But of course, if you use the Super Chat, thank you. We really appreciate it. Only problem is YouTube takes 30% of it. So that's why we create it. Well, you guys helped me create Cash App and Venmo. You guys told me, hey, you should get Cash App or Venmo. It's better. But thank you all. It's very cool. It's been a real help for us as we try to grow this thing out. Herbert Valdez, looks like 90 degrees in Miami, home field advantage. Well, let's hope that in that third and fourth quarters, those guys are sucking wind and Miami can take advantage of that. I have the grill warmed up for some Buffalo Burgers. I like that. There you go. Charles Purvis says, I think our defense will leave it up to Tua and maybe one last drive. Charlie from the Bronx. What's up, Charlie? Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you out there in the Bronx. Vlad says, time to enjoy some grilled dolphin. I'll see you all after the game right here. No, you won't, Vlad. If your Bills lose, you will not be back. Don't BS me, bro. I know it, Vlad. You'll disappear. I know it. You're all cocky right now, but if the Dolphins beat the Bills, I know you won't be back. I promise that. I'm telling everybody out there, all of you guys that have been making the, you know, the Dolphins going to lose and all that, I want to see you back if they win. I know you'll be back if they lose, because obviously that's where you're going to have fun at our expense. I get it. And Alexa V says, you mean it's time to enjoy some boneless wings? Joseph Rodrigue says, sorry, Alexa, no one either. No boneless wings. Fins up, though. Although the boneless wings here are awesome. You should try them. That way it makes your life like really easy. You know what I mean? I always get the regular wings, but I've seen the people get the boneless, and I got to admit, you know, it's a cleaner job going on. Robert Triana says, oh my God, just saw the game isn't on my local channel. I live in Collier County and they're playing the Patriots versus the Jets. Any suggestions? Folks, Robert Triana, Robert, why don't you put your social media handles on the text line? Because there might be people that can tell you where there are some links, because there are links to watch it. So, folks, if you have Robert, put in what your social media handle is, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, and then make sure your DMs are open, or Facebook, and then somebody can send it to you. So, folks, if you have any links to watch the game, please send it to them. Vlad, wow, we got a super chat from a Buffalo Bills fan. How about that? Holy crap. Wow, all right. He says, hey, we're having some friendly trash talking. I'll be here, Big O. I love your show. I'm a huge fan. Well, thank you, Vlad. I appreciate you. I'll be impressed if you're back, Vlad. I got to admit, even though you made the donation, I love you for the donation. I love you for listening. I love you for joining. And I love you for trash talking and being respectful, because there's nothing wrong with that. I don't have a problem. But like with Bromar has been on this thing long enough. He knows he's not abusive. So he knows he can say whatever he wants and he's fine. He's never abusive. He's never disrespectful. He's never disgusting. You know, that we've had those people on here and, you know, I block them right away and I get rid of them. That's the only time I get rid of you. I don't care if you're an opposing fan. And dude, if your Bills win, which I know they're not, but if they win, hey man, you know, you earned it. It's your time to talk trash and enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? I have no problem with that. As long as we're here to have some fun, man. That's all. Let's have some fun. Let's be respectful. That's kind of the reason why, like, the Noah stuff and Will Fuller stuff, I don't want to worry about that now, man. You know, I just want to pray for Will Fuller. I hope it's nothing real serious with his family, and I hope he's able to fix those issues and come back to the team. And with Noah, I hope the kid finds his way. But right now, it has nothing to do with the 1-0 Dolphins trying to go 2-0. Neither one of those guys have ever contributed to the Dolphins, ever. Okay? Everybody that contributed to the win last week is here this week. Plus, you added Preston Williams. You added Adam Shaheen now. You added Austin Jackson now, who will probably start. So maybe you're a little better this week than you were last week. So that's what I want to focus in on as a Dolphins fan. I want to focus in on, man, I've dealt with all the negative crap for so many years. I'm tired of it, dude. I'm tired of it. And I just think that we've got the right front office. We finally have the right coach. And I think we've got the right quarterback. And eventually this quarterback is going to get it done, dude. I really believe that. But he's young. He's got to figure things out. You know what's hilarious? He's in his 11th game, right? And yet Josh Allen played 16 absolutely horrible games and then got better in his second and third years, obviously. Hell, developed into an MVP caliber type player in his third year. And yet we don't give this kid any break whatsoever. He hasn't even played a full season yet. And yet some people are overreacting and all right, they've given up on the kid and all that stuff. And it's just, I'm just not there. I'm in a much better place now because of what's going on. And this is why, this is the other thing. For the sake of the Dolphin Nation, for some of our Dolphin Nation that is so negative and so beaten down, I really want to win for them. Because while I'm enjoying this process and I'm enjoying watching them improve, there are so many of you that still live in the past and you're still frustrating yourselves with all this stuff. I want the win for a lot. I want the wins for the Bromar Smellies of the world. You know what I mean? Because I need. I feel like it's almost like that's their therapy. That's their chance to lay on the couch, get it out, and finally, you know, break through and say, all right, I can enjoy Dolphin football again. I can feel good about it. I can feel confident about it. And I know that feeling. I remember going to the Orange Bowl all the time when I was a kid and just knowing that the Dolphins were going to win 99% of the time. And you felt like you owned that stadium and you owned that field and that whoever came in there, it was going to be hell for them. I think eventually that's how Hard Rock is going to be. So I really want the win for the suffering fan. Because the suffering fan is the one that needs this badly. Because that man or woman can't convince themselves and can't allow themselves to enjoy what's going on. Your team's 1-0 with a shot to go 2-0. They beat the Patriots on the road. They got a chance to beat the Bills. If they do that, how do you not feel good about what's going on? And a lot of you need to feel good about Tua also. That's the other thing. So I really want this win for a lot of you out there. You need it. It's like a junkie that needs that fix. You kind of need that Dolphin fix. And you know what fixes you? A win. A win will fix your confidence. A win will fix your attitude. A win will fix your outlook. A win will start to make you feel better about some of these players that you're doubting right now. I mean, I got people that are already worried about Jalen Phillips. I mean, like, he's going into his second game, you know? I get your concerns about the offensive line, but they're all super young. I mean, Austin Jackson's the youngest guy on the line still. It's crazy. I can Austin Jackson even drink beer? Is he 20 or 21 or something like that?
I think he just hit 21, but let me
check. Right, he just hit 21 or something. I mean, you know, Austin Jackson can barely drink beer, bro. And so this is a guy that is so young that he has to develop. You got to give him some time. Let's see. They don't have I thought they had the birth date here. They don't.
He's 22.
He's 22?
11th of 99.
So there you go. He just got over the 21. He's 22 right now. I mean, he's a young kid, man. We got to give him time. There we go. Webcams chat. How about that? There you go. We got it. We got you. There we go. Webcams chat has been blocked right there. What happened?
Huh? I didn't know what happened. That's what I was looking at.
Oh, yeah. No, what? See, so, yeah, that stuff comes in. It happens. But we already did it. We hot girls and boys video chat. There you go. That's any of you looking for some hot girls and boys video chat? All I know is if you want some hot wings, come on out here to Sports Grill in Miami Lakes. All right, so come on out and join us. Remember, post game, come back to us, including you Bills fans that are predicting the Dolphins to lose. Come back to us after you lose. Please visit us. We want you there. Tua's superpower is between his ears and his supernatural pocket presence. Accuracy, ball placement. Don't forget that, Diane. Stu says the heat and humidity is a big factor today. Let's hope so. Let's hope so. Take a little trip with me, says, I'm happy with the young team. They will progress through the season. Jamie says, Big O, I have my wings scheduled for after the game here in San Jose, California, hoping that they are the victory wings. They will. Alexa's over at the game. She says, it's hot as F out here. Alexa, hang in there, okay? I hope you brought a mini fan or something and a towel and all that good stuff. But we need it to be really hot and humid out there, man. Big time. Two Extreme says, if we beat the Bills today, we'll be 4-0 in the division. We play the Jets twice, so count them as two wins. Let's go Dolphins. Two Extreme, I understand what you're saying, but I'm not going to think like that. Do you know why? In many years past, I have seen the better Dolphins team lose to a lesser Jets team. Because just crap happens in that series that you it's a divisional game and whatever. You're right. They should win both games. I'm not arguing with you there. But I'll probably pick them both times. But I'm not going to sit there going, oh, this is automatic. No. I've seen enough craziness in the Jets-Miami series that, you know, sometimes you got to pump your brakes and just like say, okay, they should win, but let's be careful today, man. Let's get it done, right? I'm in section 345, and I had to go downstairs because of the heat. No breeze. You know, I was just telling Sean this. I fear for our kids, and I fear for our planet over the next 50 to 100 years, because I just feel like we're going to go through some crazy hell, man, with all kinds of natural disasters. And I just think things are going to change in our world drastically. A volcano just erupted now in the Caribbean. I'm kind of scared about that, about the kind of heat we're going to be facing nowadays, and it's going to get a lot worse. I'm a little worried about the future and what we have left. I know for my daughter, and I'm sure for your kids too. You know, I'm 50. I'm going to be 55 in 11 days, 12 days. It's the 19th. 12 days, I'll be 55. So I don't know how much time I got left in this world. You know what? Maybe I hope at least a 15 years. I hope I can get to 7-0, which is a lot. You know what I mean? But, you know, you just worry about what's coming after that. And I really worry about that. So please stay hydrated if you're in the stadium and you're out in the heat. It is so important. Listen, we feel the heat, don't we, Sean? Just going back and forth to our cars just to get a couple things and then come back, you feel the heat right away. So I can't imagine what it's like to be out in the stadium watching the game the entire time.
Especially with all the concrete now, too, because they're building the racetrack. I mean, used to be at least in the I'm not sure, I haven't been out there in a while, but in the lots where you had part of the tailgating was grass.
Yeah.
At least, except for the concrete. But now I think a lot of that's getting dug up now for the track.
Yeah, everything, the practice facility, the track, the tennis facility.
It's almost all concrete.
Yeah. They've built up everything, and they've built up more concrete because of bridges, parking lots, all this kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's crazy. No, it's tough, man. Josh tuning in from San Jose, California. I'm with you 100%, Big O. Let's enjoy the process. I'm enjoying the hell out of the process. And those of you that have been with us for a while now on the podcast, you know how I was from the beginning of this. I love the beginning of this. From the beginning till now, I'm enjoying everything that's going on with the Miami Dolphins at this point in time. Joey Dude says, thanks, O. Suffering fan in is right. In 1972, my pops and I was the first he could afford season tickets. And as you know, it's been downhill since then. Hopefully they are the start of the rebound and uphill. I'm with you, my brother. I am crossing my fingers on that one. Sean Franklin, sir, thank you, giving us a little love on the Super Chat. He says, I think we need Jalen Phillips to be a hit for the defense, to be consistently good. Missing on that pick would hurt. Great show. Amen. Listen, any first-round pick you miss on, it hurts. It's an enormous loss. So I couldn't agree with you more, my friend. Diane says, Big O, I believe human ingenuity can help us. We have some super smart people working on this. Diane, I am 1,000% with you. The problem I have is we have a lot of idiots that are destroying in the process. We have people that are still littering our oceans. We have people that are still polluting our airs. We have people that still don't believe in natural resources and are still using other resources that are damaging our environment. And so until we have everybody on board, not just the super smart people that are doing things to try to make up for all the screw-ups that we've made, it's up to all of us to do our part to make sure that we try to create a better world for future generations, because we have destroyed this planet and we're going to pay a serious price for it. And maybe we don't pay the total price, but there's no doubt our kids are going to pay the price, and their kids are going to be just, you know. So it takes more than just the smart people figuring out what they need to do. You know, VeChain is one of those cryptos that I'm very interested and very involved in. And VeChain was part of they're part of an ocean pickup where they track the garbage that's being picked up out of the ocean. And they're part of that. And they just, I don't know how many, like 305,000 metric tons or something of stuff that they just took out, and they're using the VeChain program to help do all of that. And so there's a lot of things going on that people are doing to help the environment. I think Elon Musk, as flaky as he is, his company is doing a lot to help our environment, but it's just not enough. It's just not enough. Richard says, Big O, you are the hardest working man in the media. Thanks for what you do. Fins up. I'll go with second hardest. Okay. I'll always give Joe Rose. I know he's no longer doing TV and radio anymore, but because he did it for so long, I'm going to give Joe Rose always the nod on the hardest working man in the electronic media. I'll take second place. I'll gladly take second place. Okay. Because I don't believe anybody else works harder than I do, except for Joe Rose. Joe Rose is a freaking monster. Okay. What he has done, not a lot of people can do. And I give him mad props for that in a big time way, because I know what it's like to be in this business and to do what he did on both ends, TV and radio, and to keep it going for 30 years. Joe's the guy, dude. I'll take second place happily. Ain't nobody in any of those radio stations outwork me. It's not even close. I can be cocky about it. I can be confident about it. I ain't going to be one bit humble about it. And I appreciate you noticing, but I will always take second place to Joe. Bet your ass on that. Let's see. SETI Alpha says, with the ease at which people are pitted against each other over masks and vaccinations, I don't have much hope we'll come together to combat climate change. Who can argue with that statement? Can't argue with that one. Andrew Pereira says, let's go Dolphins. Fins up, baby. Big O is a Hall of Fame. I don't know about that, Ian from Brooklyn. Thank you, my brother. I love you all, man. I'm fired up for today's game, Big O. Let's go. Alexa V says, we're loud, baby. Let's go. George Luis Ochoa, Big O, thanks for the hard work you do reporting objectively. Thank you, sir. And by the way, before we go, I do have to give you my prediction. Sean, first of all, what is your prediction? Because you predicted that the Dolphins would win last week, and they won. It wasn't a route like you wanted.
Not my route I wanted.
But what is the prediction this week?
You know, everybody thinks it's going to be very closely contested. I'm going to go 27-17 Dolphins.
Wow. So you got a 10-point win. How about that?
Yes.
All right, so last week I got two out of the three right.
Yes, you did.
I got the win.
Yep.
I said 24-16. I was wrong there, but I was kind of right because I got the 16 right.
16.
That's exactly what the Patriots scored. It was 17-16. So this week, okay, and by the way, I took the points and the money line. Today, I took the points and the money line, and I'm taking Dolphins. The Dolphins are going to beat the Bills 24-20. There will be a couple of key drives that the Dolphins will force them to settle for field goals. Tua will have a big-time drive in the fourth quarter for a touchdown, and it'll be 24-20. When it's all said and done, Miami will be 2-0. All right. That's what it's all about. So there you go. That's my prediction, and I'm sticking to it. I appreciate all of you out there. You can send us a text throughout the game at 855-912-1056. Save it on your cell phone, 855-912-1056. Come back on the post-game show. We will have all the action for you. We'll have all the press conferences, Coach Flo, Tua, the players, and, of course, a happy Sean, a happy O, and a happy Dolphin Nation after a victory. We will see you in the post-game show. Let's go enjoy some wings here at Sports Grill in Miami Lakes. Y'all be good out there.